Once there was a young rat named Arthur, never made up his mind.
This is the Made in the UK show, playing some of the best unsigned and independent music from the United Kingdom, and hosted by a multipod of UK cast boodles. Made in the UK, for the world. Welcome to episode 178 of the Made in the UK show. I am your host for this particular episode, Colin Gaisley from the Ouroboros podcast, and I have six tracks of great British independent music for you. And let's kick that off right now with The Capture Effect and their track, Skywave.
BSkyB shares are rising this Thursday after Rupert Murdoch's takeover plans got the go-ahead. The British government has given its blessing to News Corp's bid to buy the rest of BSkyB. The UK has threatened to block that deal on competition concerns, but it's agreed to accept the compromise. News Corp will spin the Sky News channel into an independent company, although it will keep funding it.
And Sky and Inc. dictates how the masses think. Therefore we're not in a land of haves and have nots, a culture of who's to blame. Livings are made by naming names. Private is our property. It's the price of celebrity.
Capture Effect come from London, and that track Skywave comes off their new EP entitled Frequencies. Really cool slice of electro rock there, with a nice satirical take on the whole News International phone hacking scandal. I do like tracks when they get somewhat political and somewhat angry, and that track by The Capture Effect I think fits the bill very nicely. So yeah, very cool stuff from London. Next up is a style of music I personally don't play a great deal of, because it's essentially a country and western track, but it's got such a dark, ominous feel to it. It also pretty much fits into a genre of music I do play quite a bit of, which is gothic music. It comes from Milton Starr, who are a duo who come from Fife in Scotland, and they've got a really ominous, really dark aesthetic, which puts me in mind of artists like Nick Cave, with that sense of doom hanging over everything that comes out of this track. It is really, really gloomy, but I think it's really, really good. So from Fife in Scotland, this is Milton Starr with a recent single of theirs, Salvation.
I don't know. With every fire there's a little less smoke, and with every word there was a little less hope. And I don't know, but now I do.
And that was Colours by The Hazel Empire, who are based in Liverpool. They are three women who are all studying together at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. And while they're based in Liverpool, they actually come from London, South Wales, and Norway. But I still think they classify as a British band, since they are based in Liverpool. And yeah, really interesting music with great use of vocal harmonies and a really, really pleasant track to listen to. I really do like that by The Hazel Empire. Now we're going to get rather loud and aggressive with a great slice of hard rock music from Come the Spring, who come from Brighton. This is a track which comes off their latest album, Revive, and has a really angry and rather screamy approach to music, which, again, is not something I generally go for, but when it is used as an accent, as it is used here, it can be really, really effective, and I do think this is a really, really effective and heartfelt track. And overall, I think it is very, very impressive. So from Brighton and off the album Revive, this is Come the Spring with their track 24. And that was Wasting Time by The Phantoms, who come from Broxburn near Edinburgh in Scotland. I'm a sucker for a really good guitar riff, and the opening impulsive soaring guitar riff of that track really, really does grab my attention. And yeah, some very cool stuff from north of the border. So it's nearly time to close out this episode of Made in the UK show. At time of recording, I don't know who will be presenting the next episode of this august podcast, but rest assured it will be another stalwart of the British music podcasting scene. And to finish the show, I'm going to play you one of my favourite tracks of the year so far. It comes from Los Trasgos Muertos, who are a British band. They come from Manchester, and this is a track which comes off their eponymous EP. Apparently, Los Trasgos Muertos means the dead goblins. I really don't know where that comes from. I'm guessing it's some kind of movie reference, but in any case, they are a rather interesting band who often appear on stage wearing masks. Possibly Mexican luchador masks, or possibly Day of the Dead masks. I'm not exactly sure which, but they do have a striking stage presence, and they have a striking sound. Very much influenced by the 60s psychedelia music of bands like The Doors, but with a really rocking, somewhat bluesy sound blended in there as well. It's really fascinating music, and I do really, really like it. So, from Manchester, this is Los Trasgos Muertos with their track Roll with the Punches. See you next time, and remember, good British music is infinite.
Once there was a young rat named Arthur. Never make up his mind.